We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I think one of my favorite things is when somebody hits us up with an OPP and basically puts their future relationship in our hands.
Oh, it's on our heads.
Because, like, I've had a failed marriage and you're just... Whatever this is. But anyway, Candy wants some help on some relationship red flags. Candy?
Yai.
You are disguised. What's going on?
Well, my boyfriend, Bob, he's kind of like a thief. He says he wants kids, but he's a jerk. He's a jerk to kids.
Cool.
What do you mean by a jerk to kids?
Pushing them down and stuff?
He's just impatient with them, and he's, like, you know, just not nice, and he's not, like, really into kids, and, you know, he says he wants kids, and, you know, I want a family. So I'm just wondering, like, is this a big sign that I should not stay with this guy?
Actions speak louder than words.
Be different.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because, I mean, he says it's going to be different when it's his kid.
How long have you been with Bob?
A year and change.
Okay, a little
so
more than a year.
Just about the time.
Okay.
Just about the time where I should...
And when is he around kids for you to witness this behavior? Does he have nieces and nephews, or does he just drive by elementary schools and, as Steve said, shove kids down? When do you see him being mean to kids?
Well, I am a gymnastics coach.
Okay.
So he's not around, like, a lot, but, you know, I do it part-time with my other stuff. And I just love teaching and kids, and he's just kind of, like, really impatient with them. And I just don't feel like I'll be busy when it comes to kids, you know?
Huh. Steve, do you have any thoughts on this?
You know what? It sounds, you know, it could go to one of two ways here. Yes, he's annoyed around kids, but he says, but if I have my own kids... then it'll be a whole different ball game.
And you said that facetiously.
Yeah, you can't take that at face value because you don't know until you...
I'm going to say this, and no one would probably believe this because of how much Children's Hospital means to me and how much I love my kids. Before I had kids, I didn't like other people's children.
Wow.
I still don't totally like other people's children. Like, little kids have snot all over their face.
Yeah, they're just gamey.
They're gamey doesn't even begin. They're
takers.
Yes.
Yeah, all they do is take.
And they can't communicate right. So when they're screaming, you don't know if they're wet or they're hungry
or they're just
being a D-bag. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think I'm a great dad.
So what turned you for? Because these are mine now, and I have to change. I have to invest.
No, I love my children with all my heart, and I would die for them. So I have to treat them well. I don't know that I was mean, though. That's the distinction. I can see he's right in that if he has some sort of disdain for kids, I feel like it will lessen if he has kids of his. I hope.
Yeah.
That it will less, but you know what? I've also known people. Yeah. I've known dudes who have kids, and you can tell.
Yep,
they're not into it,
and they're trapped,
and they're just like,
and they take it out on the kids.
Yes,
yes.
And this is just the next thing. It's like, I married her, I knocked her up, and now this is what I've got.
Now I have to.
Yes,
yes.
But I'm just saying, I don't want everybody to discourage you, Candy, and tell you there's no shot that he'll turn a corner, because there is a shot. I'm living proof that you can not really dig kids and then love the crap out of your own kids.
Right, but there's some dice rolling in there.
There is.
Yeah.
How mean do you think? I mean, I don't know if you totally answered this. He's just off. He doesn't interact with them. They seem like insignificant specks to him. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's of course sort of like annoyed.
Yeah.
You know, kids ask you like 40 million questions, like, again and again and again. They'll, like, ask you to repeat yourself, and And, you know, just because they love hearing what you have to say, but also, like, you know, they're learning and they're growing. And he is just like, oh, my God, I already told you that. You know? It's like you can't be constantly annoyed, you know, because they're kids. It's not like it's a colleague that you're just like, okay, if you ask me that one more time, I'm going to kill you because we have a business to run or whatever. But if it's a kid, it's like, well, let me help you understand better. Or you didn't quite get this. Okay, let's work on it together.
Well, Kitty.
And instead, he's just like, he's sort of like having an immature response to an immature person.
I get
it. It's like, you know, somebody's got to be driving the bus, I guess, you know? And I'm just worried that, you know, he won't take the reins. He won't be mature enough to.
It's a tough call because the kids he's annoyed around are the ones he can give back or get away from. They're not his.
So you think that makes it even worse?
It could. Because it all goes back to the word have to. Now he has to be around.
But most men that I know, when they become their own kids, even if they had that disdain for kids, they can flip that switch.
There you go. Then we answered your. Then we solved it for you, Candy.
But then again, like I said, I know a couple in particular, and I could name their names. That they just when they're around their kids, you know how like you would hold the kid like up by your fingertips, like like you're holding a stinky rag.
I think I know who you're talking.
Yes.
About.
Hang on, Candy. We're gonna find out if that's a red flag. It's not 100. We need women to give us the other signs. Is it just? Is it 100% a red flag if a guy's not into kids? You're not into kids at all, and you don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you, and I don't say this lightly, I think you would be an excellent dad.
I appreciate that, dude, but I don't know.
You don't see that you have the gear, but you have it.
I think after a while, I'd be like this guy, just kind of annoying. Just like, how do I get away from
these? If it was your own
these?
Kid, dude, the amount of pride, and this sounds stupid, that you have in your home and your car, when you've taken ownership of something, you go all the way. And I think you would be an amazing dad because you would know how important it is.
Wow.
But if I was wrong, I'm dooming that child to a lifetime of you as their father.
Yeah, and that'll
be Candy the same.
And hindering instead of helping the cause the entire way.
So Candy's man, Bob, is not good with kids. They've been together for about a year. Is this a red flag? Should she bounce or could he be better when they have kids of their own? Katie?
Yai.
What do you think?
My kid's dad, he didn't like kids before we had them, but he wanted them and I did anyways. And now he's not around. He's not really around.
So you should go by his actions, not by his words. You wish he wouldn't have. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, when we were together, I had, like, a little daycare going on. And I remember one of my friend's kids walked up to him and was all excited to see him. And he just looked at the kid and he was like, sup.
Yeah.
But that's just
the way he talked to them and the way he interacted with them. I was just like, I can't believe I chose to do that. But.
You were blinded by love. You thought it would change. Oh, God.
I did.
So then you had your own kids, and he was even worse to them, or just the same level, or just...
He's okay. I mean, he was all right with him when we were together, but I don't think that's his forte. So
is he not loving, or he just doesn't get it? There's no parenting instinct in him at all.
He just doesn't, like, he's kind of loving, but he doesn't get the stages. Like, he's confused with the way they are. Like, I don't think he's...
And not patient.
He's just not a kid person. If they're not a kid person, I don't know. You should have kids with a non-kid person.
So you kind of felt duped because he told you that I'm good to go, and then his actions were the opposite.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's tough. So your suggestion is...
Run.
Yeah.
I would.
If you could do it over, you'd run.
Unless you could see how he is around, you know, nieces and nephews and family, because I think that's different.
All right. But, thank you for the call, Katie. Yeah. And sorry.
You're welcome.
You sound like a great mom. You're, yep.
That hurts.
Yeah, but I changed. I didn't. But yeah, yeah. I don't. Am I irregular or do most guys not?
Wow, dude. So in other words, your wife, she kind of rolled a little bit of dices on you too, but she knew you well enough to go, you know what? I trust that you're going to.
Can
come
I tell
around.
You this?
Oh no,
she was terrible with kids. She Glau was not good with kids.
She liked kids, but not.
She
was
didn't
good.
Even really like them. She knew she wanted to have kids, but she was not. Like, when the kids were born, like, I knew more what to do because I had helped change diapers of nieces and nephews, but she's a crazy,
phenomenal
way more
mother,
loving
yeah.
than, like, yeah. you could pop. But, like,
at first,
if anybody
though,
was rolling dice, bro.
Wow.
I mean, I'm like, wow, you're cold as ice.
Dang.
Laura?
Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
So I'm a mom. I have a 4-year-old. I hated kids before I got pregnant. I got pregnant on accident, and I still hate kids. I don't babysit, and I'm super patient and loving with my kid. I'm a great mom. My husband didn't want kids. Like it kind of just happened, and we're both great parents. I think roll the dice. If you love the guy, roll the dice.
Laura, first of all, I love your honesty. Thanks for being honest, because every mom would lie. Oh, no, I love them.
Children are our future.
Yeah, all that crap.
I can be so irritated and impatient, and sometimes at the end of the day, I have to apologize to my kid and just let her know, my 4-year-old, I'm sorry. I've been so mean. I love you. I'm tired. And she'll tell me, it's okay, mommy. I love you. And everything's fine. Like, let's be honest.
That's beautiful.
You're saying go for it. You're saying, guys, go for it.
Yeah, we had that so happy story of the woman who went for it. And now the guy's out of the picture.
Well, there is that.
She still has a kid and she can be a great mom. Oh, well, stuff happens.
Wow. Right, Laura. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Against my better judgment, let's take Daniel, I guess.
Oh, no.
Daniel?
Yay! Hey guys, the simplest solution is always the best.
Okay.
She sleeps around, gets knocked up by some other guy, and then if the guy turns out not to be a good dad or doesn't like it, all she has to do is say, nah, it wasn't your kid anyway.
Oh my God.
If he does have to be a good dad,
that actually makes sense.
That's actually, Daniel, of all the times we've taken you on the air for any advice or anything, that's the most coherent thing I think you've ever said. Thank you for the call, brother. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Not sure that's the right thing to do. I don't know if I roll the dice with a human life.
Yes.
Got more advice for Candy? We'd take it over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.